nutsy, crazy movie.
We got to have you back.
My favorite thing in the movie is that one of the characters' names is Platinum Wow. Oh, no, it's Wow Platinum. I think it's
Wow Platinum. You know, I've got to see some of these. Hopefully, some of them will come to DVD. They still make DVDs, by the way.
They do.
And I hope some of them do come to DVD so I can watch them. We got to have you back after the Academy Awards because we got to talk about the Razzie winners and the Academy Awards winners and snubs. So we got to talk about that. That'll be in March. I think the Academy Awards are March 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
On ABC? Okay. We got to do that. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Nell Minow. Just don't leave yet. Nell Minow, the movie mom at moviemom.com, moviemom.com, and also at rogerebert.com, rogerebert.com. And we're going to have this podcast eventually so you can hear the show again in case you want to reminisce about some of the thoughts you had. And you know what's good? Compare this to the actual winners and losers to see how well you do. Because we're gonna put that in stone so people can compare. All right, Nell, hold on the line. It's 8:01 local news, timeless hits right here.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A tariff standoff is over between the U.S. and Colombia. President Trump says his South American counterpart has agreed to accept U.S. deportation flights. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The White House is claiming victory after the standoff. Colombia's president had refused to allow two U.S. military aircraft carrying migrants to land. President Trump then ordered 25% tariffs on incoming Colombian goods. Colombia will now accept the flights. Guadalupe Carrera-Cabrera of George Mason University says the message has been sent.
This is also a sign to other countries, particularly a sign to Mexico.
Colombia and the U.S. have long been partners in the fight against narcotics trafficking.
President Trump fired at least 15 inspectors general over the weekend, the independent governor watchdogs who investigate misconduct in the federal government. California's Democratic Senator Adam Schiff tells NBC.
The American people, if we don't have good and independent inspector generals, are going to see the swamp refill.
Mr. Trump says IGs will be replaced by, quote, good people. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are streaming back into Gaza today. That woman says she feels like she's been born again as she returns to the most heavily destroyed part of the Gaza Strip after Israel lifted its closure for the first time since the war with Hamas began. CBS's Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
If the ceasefire holds, Gazans can keep returning home. A sea of people in an exodus from their own self-described hell.
Now that the wildfires are more than 90% contained, Southern Californians have a new concern, heavy rain. This man lives in Pacific Palisades.
Well, we're worried about the hill that's been defoliated and the mud and coming down and taking out the properties that we just saved from the fire.
Public schools in Malibu are closed today because of mud on the roads. Super Bowl 59 will be a Kansas City Philly affair. Here's CBS's Erica Herskowitz.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
The call courtesy of the Chiefs Radio Network. The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55-23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley on Fox enjoying the moment.
We're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
A new Chinese AI model named DeepSeek is triggering a global tech sell-off. Futures tied to the NASDAQ fell almost 4% this morning. NVIDIA down 12%. Right now, the NAS is off 819. S&P down 132. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water rescues all over this weekend. Southeast Wisconsin saw a dangerous couple of days on its frozen lakes with multiple ice rescues and one fatality. Four people were rescued from Wind Lake, while a 61-year-old man died after falling through the ice on Pewaukee Lake. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 50 miles an hour possible. Drivers of high-profile vehicles are especially warned to drive safe. The Waterford Town Board has decided to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The decision follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the local police department. An investigation is still ongoing after a 28-year-old woman was found unresponsive on a hospital roof in Waukegan last week. Chelsea Adolphus later died. The incident has raised questions about Vista Hospital security and patient monitoring. The Racine Common Council has approved an agreement for golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. They'll take up to a year to conduct a review and issue a report. That may include redesigning the course. And fans continued to gather at the ballpark over the weekend to honor Bob Uecker. It would have been his birthday this weekend. A public memorial for Mr. Baseball is reportedly being planned for this summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is a game of runs. So we know like teams are gonna throw a punch back. No team is just gonna get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were gonna respond to how we came out talking like it's okay, like just weather that storm, gotta keep moving forward, and we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a 2-game series, the Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle and a high in the mid-40s. Turning partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and mostly sunny and still a little breezy tomorrow, high in the low 40s. Staying mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Contacts now. I had glasses when I was 10 years old. I don't know if you ever had something like that. Glasses at 10. You know, somebody puts something on your face at 10, you leave it there. You don't know the difference. I thought I was getting glasses because I couldn't tell what my parents looked like. Because every time I'd ask my mother to buy me something, she'd say, "What do I look like? A bank?" And you know what I was thinking? When you're 10, your parents are the bank. You know what I mean? If I'm 10 and I need money, could I walk in and Chase Manhattan and get money? The teller's just going to say to me, "What do I look like, your mother?" Hit the road, Four Eyes. I also had braces. I want you to get this picture now, okay? Glasses at 10, braces at 12. I was thrilled to have these things on my face. I mean, you know, you're thinking about talking to a girl for the very first time in my life. I want a lot of corrective apparatus on my head. This is what women like. I said to my parents, "Let's not stop now. Let's get me a hearing aid, orthopedic."
want to be with you. Local news, Chandler's hits, WRJN. It's 8:10. And 29% of us are late for work at least once a month. 16% are late at least once a week. 41% of bosses have fired someone for being late. And here's some of the weirdest excuses people have used. I forgot it wasn't the weekend. I thought Flag Day was a national holiday. I overslept because my kids changed all the clocks in the house. My mom locked me in the closet. How old are you? And Don Rosen gave the wrong time on WRJN. Now, nobody really said that, but you can use that as an excuse if you want. You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh, no. You say goodbye, I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. I say hi, you say no. You say why, I say I don't know. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. We'll
Angeles, it's Herman's Hermits at WRJN. It's 8:16. This is the week we're giving away Herman's Hermits and association tickets on WRJN. Listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now Friday mornings at around 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Bowman will ask you to recall what the main point of those interviews was. And if you are the first person to recall them, you win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. It's all from WRJN. It all starts tomorrow around 10:45 with Dan Marcus here at WRJN. Hey, what's something people do that you hate but love to do yourself? Here are a couple of examples people came up with. Clicking the end of a pen, driving the speed limit, and talking about your dreams. You know, the last two, I always drive the speed limit. It drives people nuts on the road. And I always talk about my dreams, and nobody wants to hear them. Now, I did have a good dream last night. I think you want to hear this one.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Author Stephen King has provided a wealth of material to Hollywood filmmakers. One of his titles, 1987's The Running Man, was turned into a successful film decades ago and is now getting a remake. It's currently in production and stars Glenn Powell, Michael Cera, and Josh Brolin. Helming the project is director Edgar Wright, whose previous in credits include Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Fun fact, King initially published The Running Man under the name Richard Bowman. The story was originally set way in the future, 2025. Oh, dear. The Grammys are right around the corner, and the producers of the show are putting on the finishing touches for the broadcast. Variety reports that the performers will include Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Charlie XCX. Trevor Noah is back to host the show, which has announced that some of the proceeds from the broadcast will go to those who lost their homes in the L.A. fires. The Grammys air February 2nd on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month, and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Timeless hits, and thank you for joining us here at WRJN. The weather forecast for today, increasing cloudiness with a high near 45. It looks like becoming clear tonight, lows 24. Partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. Dare I put the whammy on things and say winter's over? I wouldn't dare. It's sunny at 21 degrees now at Radio Park, and this is odd but true. If you could only die in sudden accidents and never from diseases or old age, the average person would live to 8,938 years old. Some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000s. Whoa! I don't know if I want to live that long. That's a lot of things to remember. It's 8:25. Time for Little Eva. Local news, Timeless Hits, only at WRJN. Here's the locomotion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. We'll be right back.
the school is great. I tell them right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
School, the Beach Boys, 8:30, local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN. A survey found the most boring things we do in life. Here were the top ones in the survey. Being stuck in traffic, standing in line, being stuck on hold, dealing with junk mail, waiting for things to load on a slow internet connection, and listening to Don Rosen in the morning. Wait a second here. Who put that last one? Forget that last one. It's 8:30. Here's news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police changes are coming to a Racine County community. The Waterford Town Board has decided to eliminate its local police department and outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. It's a 5-year contract. The move follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the Waterford Police Department. There's not many answers coming from a Waukegan hospital where a patient was found unresponsive on the roof last week and died. An investigation is underway following the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus, who was found unresponsive on the roof of Vista Medical Center East in Waukegan Thursday. She checked in with an illness Tuesday. The incident has raised questions about hospital security and patient monitoring. There have been upgrades at the Kenosha course. Now Racine leaders are looking at improvements. The Racine Common Council last week approved an agreement allowing some golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. The move grants those companies 6 to 12 months to conduct a review, which could include redesigning the course. And a Kenosha fighter won a title over the weekend. Ben Rothwell claimed the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship World Heavyweight title with a 36-second knockout victory at an event this weekend in Philadelphia. The 43-year-old is a former UFC fighter and is now 4-0 in bare knuckle boxing. Rothwell owns and operates Rothwell MMA in Kenosha. That's a gym operating in a former antique mall along I-94 in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle and a high in the mid-40s. Turning partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and mostly sunny and still a little breezy tomorrow, high in the low 40s. Staying mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
So, I hate taking airplanes, you know, because I always try to sleep on airplanes, but I can never get any sleep because the captain is always interrupting my sleep. With those stupid facts. So I was like,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're about 9,000 miles from our destination. Hey, Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Today, I'm using a non-dairy creamer. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I forgot.
Let's see, it's WRJN. I saw a fantastic show over the weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. My wife and I and a friend of ours saw Over the River and Through the Woods. And I told Doug Incidence and Jocelyn Fish it was one of the best shows ever, ever at the Racine Theater Guild. They're all great. But this one really struck a note, a personal note, when you watch this picture, watch this play. It ended its run yesterday, but it was fabulous. So last night we went home and we found two other productions of the show on YouTube. One was a professional theater company. One was a high school production. Both very, very good. But I still stand by the one at the Racine Theater Guild. It was that good, about a young man with his grandparents. And I'm not going to describe the whole show for you, but it made me think back to my grandparents, and it was a great show. But speaking about Granny, does your mom babysit for your grandchild for free? A 29-year-old mom was hoping her mother would help her out with her baby so she can save on daycare. But the 64-year-old grandmother is asking for $20 an hour plus overtime. I guess she won't be asking her to stay much. That's a good way to get out of babysitting, I guess. I mean, if it was my grandchild, I probably wouldn't mind. All right, we've got increasing cloud cover today with a high near 45. Becoming clear tonight, lows 24. Partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. Right now, we've got sunshine at 21 degrees in Radio Park. Just my imagination. These are the Temptations.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination. Running away with me, it was just
With the theme song to the John Wayne movie from 1960, North to Alaska. They played that over the opening credits. Now, unfortunately for Johnny Horton, he died in a car crash 2 days before the movie came out, so he never got to hear the success of the song or the movie. But it was successful. Number four on the Billboard charts, the Hot 100 charts in 1960 for Johnny Horton, North to Alaska. Good movie, too, with John Wayne, by the way. All right, decisions rock groups have made, and they live to regret them. Like Kenny Loggins was not the first person to perform Danger Zone for Top Gun. He wasn't the first pick. The producers wanted Toto to do it. They said nope. Then they reached out to Bryan Adams and REO Speedwagon. They turned it down, too. Here's another big regret. The movie Woodstock, when they were filming that movie during the Woodstock Festival in 1969, a lot of groups said, you're not going to use us in your documentary. One of them was the group Mountain with Leslie West. They fought it, and they said, do not do it. And some of their agents said, well, I want you to rethink this. And a lot of groups said, no, they would not be in the movie Woodstock. They had no idea this picture would be one of the most highest grossing documentaries in the history of movies and win an Academy Award. But it's also an historical document of the Woodstock Festival. But a lot of these groups said, nope, we don't want to be in it. And they lived to regret it. Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston. Yep, It Takes Two here at WRJM.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery. Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy. Treat. Two can make that
by Columbus. That's from the movie of the same name from 1969. A big hit movie that year. And that's the movie that gave Ally McGraw her big break. Goodbye, Columbus. Starred Richard Benjamin and Jack Klugman as well. Big, huge movie. And the association did the theme song to Goodbye, Columbus. Speaking of them, this week we're giving away tickets to see not only the association, but Hermit's Hermits on WRJN. Listen this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we added Friday as well. Listen in the morning about 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips from his interview with Hermit's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Bowman will ask you to call him and tell him what the main point of the interview was about. And if you're the first to recall that, you win tickets to see Hermit's Hermits and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. All from WRJN, and it all starts tomorrow morning at around 10:45 here at WRJN, right? For increasing cloudiness today with a high near, get this, 45 degrees. The big melt is coming today. Looks like a clearing tonight. Lows around 24. Partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. Right now we've got sunshine, 21 degrees right here at Radio Park.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water. I don't know her name. She's a fisherman's daughter. Free.
I'm
first hit song for the Supremes back from 1963, Whenever His Love Light Shines. Oh, I love that song. That put the Supremes on track to become one of the greatest groups ever. Well, this is kind of a nice thing to do. I might start doing this with scratchers, just in case, you know, one ever hits. A husband in Missouri bought a lottery ticket, only scratched off the barcode to scan it, and found out it hit for $100,000. But he didn't tell his wife, and he left it for her to scratch off, and she got the full experience of hitting the jackpot. Now, first, I've got to get a winning ticket to pull that off, not just something that wins $4. But if I ever do, that's not a bad thing to do for your spouse or someone you love. I like it. All right. This is Harper's Bazaar, the 59th Street Bridge Song here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Dan Marcus, he's coming up in just a few minutes, followed by Kurt Bowman at 2.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy. Feeling groovy. I got no peace to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
News and timeless hits at WRJN. And finally this morning, did you know a survey found the average person wakes up at 6:30 in the morning, leaves their house at 7:23, finally feels ready to interact with other human beings at 8:40, and isn't fully functional until 9:40. Now, I wake up at about 4:30 in the morning, I leave the house at 5:15, but I'm still not fully functional. Till 9:40. It's 9 o'clock on the dot right now. We've got news and then Dan Marcus with his wax museum, Kurt Vollman at 2, and we've got Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock on the dot. See you tomorrow.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A potential trade war between the U.S. and Colombia has been called off. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has agreed to allow the U.S. to send plane loads of undocumented immigrants back to their native land after President Trump threatened to hit the country with 25% tariffs. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Now, Colombia's foreign minister says they have, quote, overcome the impasse with the government of the United States. A delegation is set to travel to Washington this week to hold high-level meetings to follow up on agreements between the two countries.
Immigration officials detained hundreds of people in the U.S. over the weekend. CBS News has learned top Trump administration officials are in Chicago overseeing targeted sweeps of undocumented immigrants